What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
And welcome to At Your Service. And by the way, Maria, you don't need to be saved. You're fantastic.
I don't know. That was...
No, come on. Listen. Being able to be quick-witted enough to turn a flub into a joke, I mean, that's radio genius right there.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to have you here tonight.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be in. And unfortunately, the reasons why I'm in is because the Cardinals just suck this year. So, let's just be honest. Come on.
God love them.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. But as a friend of mine who's a Cubs fan, he was giving me a really hard time about 2 weeks ago about how the Cardinals were doing and how that we weren't doing well. And I said, well, let's put it into perspective. In the last 100 years, how many times have the Cubs been good? Okay, that's once. How many times have the Cardinals been bad? That's once.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you have your once every century bad year or good year, we've had our once in a century bad year.
That's right.
And I'll take that deal any day.
It's true. And now that's it. It's done. And we're looking ahead to next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. So since they're gone, I guess I'm in the bullpen, as it were. So here I am at your service. And it's great to be back here in the studio.
It's good to have you here.
Good to talk to you. Thank you. So I got to tell you, this past week, after I came on last week, I have gotten a ton of emails from listeners. I always enjoy that. I like hearing feedback from folks and your questions, what you like, what you didn't like. And so listen, my email address, it's my office for my law firm, Harris Dowell Fisher & Young. If you want to email me anytime, I always love to hear from listeners. My email address is byoung, that's B-Y-O-U-N-G, at harrisdowell.com, H-A-R-R-I-S, D as in David, O-W-E-L-L.com. Feel free to email me any time, day or night. I always respond to every email, so love to hear from folks. Tonight, before we dive in, we've got some serious stuff to talk about tonight, but Matt, I want to bring in Matt Pajeski, board operator extraordinaire, because today is National Sausage Pizza Day.
Oh.
So what's your favorite kind of pizza?
I like pepperoni pizza. The
pepperoni
best.
Pizza. Yeah.
Although I could always double up to a pepperoni sausage.
I do like the sausage.
That's
too.
Good. That is good. That is good. So, and this is something that's treasonous, I think, in St. Louis, but my favorite kind of pizza is actually Chicago-style pizza. Mm. That's the only thing I like from Chicago is their pizza.
Brad, this is the voice of St. Louis.
I know, but I just, that thick pizza. So one time when I was in law school, I had no money. I mean, to say I had no money exaggerates just how much I had, which is negative money, okay? So my then girlfriend, now my wife, she said, I'm going to buy you dinner. So she gets me this deep dish pizza, first one I ever had. I was in law school, and they ordered it, and it came, and I said to my wife, listen, I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten, like, in days, okay? So I don't think one pizza is going to be enough. So this pizza shows up, and I'm looking at it ravenously, and as I open up this box, I got to tell you, I think there was a mishap down at the kitchen where we had this, because it was like, I'm talking like 4 inches thick. Eesh. Of sausage and cheese and pepperoni was in there. And to this day, that's the best pizza I ever had. Now, maybe it was because I hadn't eaten in several days and I was ravenously hungry. But, oh, my goodness, that was good.
If you've had Chicago pizza since then, you can use, you know, you can use your other experiences as tests if you still like right. it. Do you still like it as much as you did back then?
I do. Okay. I do. Well, so
there you go. So stay the test of time.
So your favorite pizza place is what?
I would say Emo's or St. Louis Pizza and Wings. Mm-hmm. I'm a St. Louis diehard.
Yeah. Well, I like Emo's, but there's just something about that several inches thick pizza that just gets me every time.
Every time I go to Chicago, I've only been a couple times, but I go in with a mindset of, I'm not gonna like this pizza. I'm gonna stick true to my St. Louis roots.
Yeah, because it's a St. Louis Chicago thing. I can't like this pizza.
But every time I go, though, I do love that pizza. Love a Lou Malnati's thick slice of pizza. It's fantastic.
I had a case with an attorney once in Chicago, and we settled the case. And after the case was settled, and we got it settled on good terms, but he sent me a frozen Lou Malnati's pizza to say, "Great to work with you."
Wow.
And that was like the best present I've ever gotten for settling a case.
Yeah,
it was getting a pizza in the mail. Oh, it was truly fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, something that's not fantastic. Obviously, we've got the problem going on in Israel with Hamas. It's not a problem. It's a war. And the question that I had today was, how might this war impact our gasoline prices? How might it impact the reserves that we have of oil? Is that now going to be a scarcity because all of this conflict is going on in the area of where most of our oil comes from? So I reached out to Jay Young, no relation, but he's an oil and gas expert with King Operating in Texas. And we're going to talk to him after the break about how might this conflict impact fuel prices and how might it impact our greater economy. Brad Young at your service. We'll be right back here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to At Your Service, KMOX St. Louis. And anytime we have a conflict in the Middle East, which, let's be honest, it's not all that uncommon. But the first thing that comes to my mind is, how will this impact fuel prices? How will this impact the supply of oil to the free world? And so to answer that question, I wanted to reach out to Jay Young, no relation. But Jay, he's the founder and president of King Operating Corporation from Texas. And listen, his family's been in the gas and oil business for over 100 years. So whom better to talk to than Jay Young on this issue? Jay, welcome back to KMOX St. Louis.
Hey, thanks, Brad, for having me on again.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, sir. So walk us through from an economic standpoint. Let's just talk generally. I always like to go from the general to the specific. So generally speaking, economically, how does the price of oil impact the economy simply beyond just the price that consumers pay at the pump?
Yeah. Good question, Brad, and I get that asked a lot here lately, obviously, because of the situation. But, you know, first our hearts go out to them. I mean, people that are affected by this crazy war, and most wars in our era, and our thinking is absolutely useless. You know, why are they doing this? You know, it's I don't know the reason why they're really trying to get ahead by doing this. But first, the hearts go out to them. You know, second, yes, it is going to affect oil prices. It already has in some sense, but, you know, short term, it's not going to really hurt us unless something long term happens. And when I say long term, you know, Israel right now is going crazy. You know, Iran was a supporter of this. China's buying Russian exports of oil. Russia has been buying weapons from Iran. You know, Iran could be playing a major source on both conflicts. You know, Russia, Ukraine, that whole story goes, and all of a sudden, and if you look at it, it's such a tight supply of oil. I mean, 100 million barrels a day, which is a lot of oil needed every day. Mm-hmm. You know, just like George Bush said, we have an addiction to oil. We need it. We have to have it. We need roads. We need plastics. We need lipstick, all the different things that, and obviously gasoline. We need jet fuel, you know, asphalt, things of that. We do need all that. And when you look at this and say, how sensitive is that 100 million barrels? And just a little bit of a blip we saw right after the war, we saw, you know, oil go up $3 to $4. I believe that that's going to happen. And I also believe it's going to come down. But long term, I do feel like that oil is going to continue to go up because – We don't have the supply. You know, if we had the supply necessary to cover our demand, you know, Brad, and you know, it's all about supply and demand. Why do prices go up and down?
Sure.
And it's all about, if we have more supply than demand, obviously prices are going to come down like we did in the pandemic. But the big thing is, if we don't have the supply, which we're not going to have the supply in the next 3, 6, 9 months, we're not going to have it. And a war could really disrupt that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could see $5, $6, $7 gasoline. We saw it under Obama. We could see the same thing happen here. You know, like the big news this week was Exxon going after Pioneer, you know, which is kind of like the reason why, you know, that's what we do at King Operating is the upside, you know, and looking at, you know, what happens when companies go up and down and they gobble up other companies is because of the values. Exxon sees the value in Pioneer, and they're in the Permian Basin, and they're producing a tremendous amount of oil and gas every day. And so they wanted Exxon to buy Pioneer. Well, my goodness, that's going to cause a major conflict, in my opinion.
Sure.
I don't know how they let that through, but that's going to affect the price of oil. So I know, Brad, you called me about the war.
Well, I wanted to talk about that, but I'm really glad that you brought in these other areas, Jay, because sometimes people forget that the oil and gas market globally is extremely complex. And it's almost like the butterfly effect, where something that happens in one place can have a tremendous impact globally because of the way our planet relies upon oil. It's just a fact. But one of the things, right, as I've followed this industry, and of course we're talking to Jay Young, he's the founder and president of King Operating Corporation in Texas. But Jay, as I've followed the oil industry for many years, of course not like you, but just as a casual observer, one of the things I noticed was that at one point in probably 10, 15 years ago, when shale oil first came online, what we had was a situation where the Middle East for a temporary period of time reduced the supply of oil. But because of the new technology of shale oil filled that gap from a supply standpoint and literally brought down the price of oil. But the shale industry has changed over the past 5 or 6 years. So my question is shale oil, can that still be the counterpoint to a drop in supply for the Middle East by just cranking up the supply of shale oil?
Absolutely, Brad. Good point. And I'm going to tell you right now, companies aren't doing that. It's like what happened with Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs came out and said, which I believe it because the rig count's down. We're not drilling. We're drilling 30% with less rigs than we were before the pandemic. Why? Because companies aren't coming back. They're spending, normally when they have record profits, they spend 90% of their profits going back in the ground, drilling for more oil and gas. But this time, they're only spending 50% of the oil and gas for drilling for oil and gas, which means the supplies are going to go down, which means they feel like that the markets are going to tighten up. They don't want to deploy that capital. They want to buy back stock, you know, in their companies or dividends or pay down debt. They're just not the shareholders, and I've talked to a lot of CEOs, a lot of shareholders are saying, we don't want you to drill. We want you to bring that money back to us. We don't want it to go back to the ground. We don't think this is long-term. And for them not to think that, it's just, it's
mind-boggling. Well, it's short-sighted because what
electric cars are 1% to 2% of all cars out there on the street. Electric cars are going to come. But it's not going to be anytime soon.
No, and even electric cars have parts that require gasoline for the facilities that make those parts, or oil to make those parts that go into electric cars. But what I'm hearing you say is that these companies, instead of investing in drilling more oils or looking for more oil, they're returning that money to shareholders. But isn't that short-sighted from the perspective, Jay, of saying if we're going to need more oil as the years go by, not less, if that's the case, aren't companies shorting themselves if they're not looking for new sources of oil?
It really is, yes, because they need – that's just cutting down supply. And our demand is going to continue to go up in the United States, especially in the United States, because people, like I said, people are addicted to oil. They need to drive to visit families, to go to school, to go to work. It's an addiction. We need 20 billion barrels of oil every single day in the United States, and we only produce 13. So even though the shale may be, you know, somewhat – an answer, it's not really that much of an answer because we don't have the capacity to drill and to bring that all out, the refineries and so forth. You know, and that's what Trump did. Trump was overfilling the refineries, and then all of a sudden he overfilled the strategic reserves with $20-$30 oil. Well, Biden's up here trying to say, well, let's put some back at $80-$90, which doesn't really make sense, but
well,
he's the one
that's
took it out during the election anyway.
Yeah, and Jay, that actually brings up another question. We're talking to Jay Young, no relation, but he's the founder and president of King Operating Corporation in Texas. But Jay, that's actually the next question I wanted to get to before we wrap up our interview this evening. The Strategic Oil Reserve. Kind of tell us what that is briefly, but then also, as you've already kind of highlighted, under President Trump, that was full. Now it's been dropped down right before the 2022 election. I don't think anyone is shocked by why that happened, but drawing down those reserves in order to artificially drop oil and gasoline prices. But right now we're on the precipice of a world crisis. And sure. Don't we rely on that strategic oil reserve for times just like this?
Exactly. Not for an election, President Biden. It is for the supply. If we have disruption, and like I said, we produce 13 million, we need 20. That's 7 million a day. If we can't get this from foreign countries, or let's say if we have we just want to say, okay, hey, you know what? We're in a turmoil. We don't want to pay $3 a premium or whatever. Then that's what the strategic reserves are used for. It's not used for the election to put oil artificially on the market, like you said, Brad. It's not done for that. It's done because if we need it during a war, strategic reserves. It's not. Maybe Biden thinks that strategic means that
political.
He can throw all this oil on the markets and lower the price. You know, by oversupplying the market, that's not what it was used for.
Yeah, that would be called, if it were that, Jay, it would be called the political oil reserve, not the strategic oil reserve. I know you're going to use that line, like, and that's okay.
I like it. Please, if I can, I'd really appreciate it because I will use that on a, I don't think I have any more interviews tonight, but I'm sure by the end of the week I'll have a lot, and I am going to use that political.
That's okay. It's not the political oil reserve. It's the strategic oil reserve. Jay, I've had the pleasure of talking to you before here on Camo X. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and if folks want to follow what you do, how can they follow you online?
Yeah, great, bro. I appreciate that. You can go to kingoperating.com, kingoperating.com. We started that in the mid-90s, and it's an oil and gas company, and we look for the upside in oil and gas investing. You can download my audio book and listen to my voice. I'll talk about my family. But most importantly, I did this because there's a lot of investors out there that want to participate in oil and gas, and there's a lot of really bad projects out there. People over-promoting projects. They don't know what – they don't scale it. I took the apartment model from a friend of mine, David Moore, who's on the back of my book. He wrote in the book about what I do. I buy – oil and gas assets, we increase the value by drilling, and then we look to sell or cash flow them. You get 100% tax write-off, which is a very important part of the year. So you can go online, kingoperating.com, sign up for a call with one of our senior vice presidents. You can download my book. I said at the end of this year, I said, hey, my book, if anybody buys it or anybody downloads it, I'll pay the $3 to the military. I'll take that myself, but you can listen to the audio book, the book, that you can look at what we do for a living, which is very important because people love tax write-offs. They love monthly income while we scale that investment to sell it in the future. So that's why I wrote the book. I wanted to get it out there. Forbes is the publisher. And it's I wanted to tell everybody, and I've been around this business for, four generations, obviously, as you mentioned, my great grandfather had 12 kids. They all grew up in West Texas with oil and gas. And if you're a man, you're in the oil and gas business. And if you're a woman, you're married to somebody in the oil and gas business. So I've been around it. I've seen it. I understand it. And like I said, if anybody goes on kingoperating.com, you can download the book, the audio book, or give us a call and just talk to us. But Brad,
very good.
Always very much a pleasure to be on. And let's check back in a month and let's keep this updated.
Absolutely, Jay. Talking to Jay Young, thank you very much for your time this evening, and thanks for joining us here on Camo X.
Thank you, Brad.
Hey, and your listeners. And have a good evening, my friend. Hey, when we come back, we're going to carry on this conversation about Israel, and then I'm going to be opening up the phones. But after this break, we've got a very important conversation with a man named David Sussman. He's actually in Israel. He's about 2 hours away from where the bombing is happening right now, where the fighting is happening right now. And he's going to tell us about some urgent needs that people have right now on the ground in Israel as they are defending themselves from the terrorist attacks from the Gaza Strip. Brad Young at your service this evening on Camo X. Don't go away. Welcome back at your service. Brad Young in this evening. And as you know, we've been talking tonight about Israel. This is the global issue. And so joining us this evening is a very special guest, David Sussman. He is with Just One Hesed, and he is actually right there in Israel. And we want to reach out to him tonight. David, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Camo X St. Louis.
Thank you for having me, Brad. I appreciate the opportunity.
So before we get started with talking about things that you might need, and I know there's a lot of those things, tell us about your location in Israel and tell us about your involvement right now with what's going on the ground there in Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm based in a community that is smack dab in the middle between the holy city of Jerusalem and the holy city of Hebron, which is where the tomb of the patriarchs and the matriarchs are. It's an area known as Gush Etzion, and the town that we live in and that we're based our operations out of is called Efrat.
So how close is that, for example, to where we're seeing a lot of the fighting going on in the Gaza Strip? And how is it that you are mobilizing to really support Israel in this defensive effort?
Listen, Brad, a lot of people don't realize that Israel is a very, very small country. It's literally the size of New Jersey. Everywhere in Israel right now is within arm's reach of rockets that can come in from the south, from Gaza, from Hamas. And if you're following the news, you know that there's been rockets that have been launched from Lebanon as well, from Hezbollah. Hezbollah's rockets can reach also into the northern areas, all the way down to the southern areas. Everybody here in Israel has heard sirens and has had to run to the bomb shelter multiple times. I'm roughly probably about a two-hour drive to the front lines in the south towards Gaza, and I'm about a three-and-a-half-hour drive to the north to Lebanon. Now, here in our community, when this all began on Saturday, we already, by 7 a.m., while we were in synagogue celebrating our Sabbath and the holiday of Simchat Torah, we heard explosions in the sky. We went out of the shul, out of the synagogue. We looked up. We could see where Iron Dome shot down two rockets. Within an hour of that, there was emergency personnel who came into our synagogue, said Israel's under attack. The men needed to go back home, turn on their phones, which is something that we don't do on the Sabbath unless there's a risk of life. People turned on their phones and immediately there was people being mobilized. We saw our husbands, we saw sons and brothers leave the home, drive to their bases and head down south. Something unprecedented in the history of Israel. 300,000 soldiers got called up. And right now we have just a logistical crisis. It's never been done before, where we have to get the supplies moving throughout the country to the soldiers, from basic essential items all the way up to tactical gear, bulletproof vests, specific helmets, flashlights that can be attached to the guns when you come around corners so they can see what's going on. There is a street battle that is happening every minute of the day right now, fighting this brutality of Hamas, which is the exact same as ISIS. You've seen the footage. Everybody's seen it. President Biden talked about it. Everybody knows of the brutality that existed. I don't know if you're looking for me to share the details of that right now, but it is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. And David, in a very generalized way, tell us about some of the reports that you've heard about the brutality that your people are experiencing right now, and that those who have been taken hostage or killed. Give us some examples of some of the things that you've heard about directly.
Listen, we all know that over 900 citizens here in Israel were killed. I think the number overall casualty is already 1,200. When Hamas entered into these various communities, they beheaded babies, 40 of them in one community. Complete families were killed. Those that locked themselves into the bomb shelters, which are built into all the homes here, Hamas burned the house so that they would run out. And as they run out, they slaughtered them in the streets. There was hundreds of bodies in all of these communities spread out throughout the area. In places where there was mass gatherings for parties that were happening in nature, these Hamas despicable animals raped women, took over 100 people, brought them as hostages into Gaza. We have no idea what is being inflicted upon them now. We know that they're murdering some of the survivors as we speak, and who knows the brutality that they're afflicting to those that are survived, that are in their captivity at this time. Time is crucial right now. There is a ground invasion that's going to happen in order to sweep through Gaza in order to free these people. This is a crime against humanity. Don't be mistaken to think that this is a crime against the Jewish people, which first and foremost it was, but this is a crime against humanity, and they do not plan on stopping just with us. And I think that is what people in America and around the world need to realize, is that these people want the destruction of America as well as Israel and the Jewish people.
We're talking to David Sussman. He is with the organization Just One Hesed. And David, one of the things when you talked about the hostages that were taken, just so folks here understand, some of those hostages were, in fact, Americans.
That is correct. I forgot what the exact number is, but I believe there's already been nine casualties of American citizens on that first assault that Hamas gave. And I think there's 22 Americans that have...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back at your service. Brad Young in this evening. And as you know, we've been talking tonight about Israel. This is the global issue. And so joining us this evening is a very special guest, David Sussman. He is with Just One Hesed, and he is actually right there in Israel. And we want to reach out to him tonight. David, thank you so much for joining us this evening on KMOX St. Louis.
Thank you for having me, Brad. I appreciate the opportunity.
So before we get started with talking about things that you might need, and I know there's a lot of those things, tell us about your location in Israel and tell us about your involvement right now with what's going on the ground there in Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm based in a community that is smack dab in the middle between the holy city of Jerusalem and the holy city of Hebron, which is where the tomb of the patriarchs and the matriarchs are. It's an area known as Gush Etzion, and the town that we live in and that we're based our operations out of is called Ephrat.
So how close is that, for example, to where we're seeing a lot of the fighting going on in the Gaza Strip? And how is it that you are mobilizing to really support Israel in this defensive effort?
Listen, Brad, a lot of people don't realize that Israel is a very, very small country. It's literally the size of New Jersey. Everywhere in Israel right now is within arm's reach of rockets that can come in from the south, from Gaza, from Hamas. And if you're following the news, you know that there's been rockets that have been launched from Lebanon as well, from Hezbollah. Hezbollah's rockets can reach also into the northern areas, all the way down to the southern areas. Everybody here in Israel has heard sirens and has had to run to the bomb shelter multiple times. I'm roughly probably about a two-hour drive to the front lines in the south towards Gaza, and I'm about a three-and-a-half-hour drive to the north to Lebanon. Now, here in our community, when this all began on Saturday, we already, by 7 a.m., while we were in synagogue celebrating our Sabbath and the holiday of Simchat Torah, we heard explosions in the sky. We went out of the shul, out of the synagogue. We looked up. We could see where Iron Dome shot down two rockets. Within an hour of that, there was emergency personnel who came into our synagogue, said Israel's under attack. The men needed to go back home, turn on their phones, which is something that we don't do on the Sabbath unless there's a risk of life. People turned on their phones, and immediately there was people being mobilized. We saw our husbands, we saw sons and brothers leave the home, drive to their bases, and head down south. Something unprecedented in the history of Israel. 300,000 soldiers got called up. And right now we have just a logistical crisis. It's never been done before, where we have to get the supplies moving throughout the country to the soldiers, from basic essential items all the way up to tactical gear, bulletproof vests, specific helmets, flashlights that can be attached to the guns when you come around corners so they can see what's going on. There is a street battle that is happening every minute of the day right now, fighting this brutality of Hamas, which is the exact same as ISIS. You've seen the footage. Everybody's seen it. President Biden talked about it. Everybody knows of the brutality that existed. I don't know if you're looking for me to share the details of that right now, but it is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. And David, in a very generalized way, tell us about some of the reports that you've heard about the brutality that your people are experiencing right now, and that those who have been taken hostage or killed. Give us some examples of some of the things that you've heard about directly.
Listen, we all know that over 900 citizens here in Israel were killed. I think the number overall casualty is already 1,200. When Hamas entered into these various communities, they beheaded babies, 40 of them in one community. Complete families were killed. Those that locked themselves into the bomb shelters, which are built into all the homes here, Hamas burned the house so that they would run out, and as they run out, they slaughtered them in the streets. There was hundreds of bodies in all of these communities spread out throughout the area. In places where there was mass gatherings for parties that were happening in nature, these Hamas despicable animals raped women, took over 100 people, brought them as hostages into Gaza. We have no idea what is being inflicted upon them now. We know that they're murdering some of the survivors as we speak, and who knows the brutality that they're afflicting to those that are survived, that are in their captivity at this time. Time is crucial right now. There is a ground invasion that's going to happen in order to sweep through Gaza in order to free these people. This is a crime against humanity. Don't be mistaken to think that this is a crime against the Jewish people, which first and foremost it was, but this is a crime against humanity, and they do not plan on stopping just with us. And I think that is what people in America and around the world need to realize, is that these people want the destruction of America as well as Israel and the Jewish people.
We're talking to David Sussman. He is with the organization Just One Hesed. And David, one of the things when you talked about the hostages that were taken, just so folks here understand, some of those hostages were, in fact, Americans.
That is correct. I forgot what the exact number is, but I believe there's already been nine casualties of American citizens on that first assault that Hamas gave. And I think there's 22 Americans that have been held hostage by Hamas right now in Gaza. And I'm American myself. I came here 22 years ago. I live in a very a heavily Anglo population here in Israel, in the community that I live in Efrat. And we have mobilized here in such an unbelievable way. Within 72 hours, we have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, have already made purchases of essential items and are distributing it. And we are trying to raise $2.6 million to bring in right now. We need this now. We need to raise $2.6 million now in order to make the purchase of 3,800 bulletproof vests that have been already cleared and okay by the military. They meet all the standards. We can bring them in and we can get them to soldiers that are on the front lines. The reason why Israel didn't have these bulletproof vests in these numbers is unprecedented. 300,000 soldiers should be called up. It's the first time in the history of Israel that we mobilized so many people so quickly. Usually, if somebody is preparing for war, they have months to prepare for it. We had zero time to prepare for this. It came as a total shock to us. So right now, time is crucial in order to get this equipment out.
We're talking to David Sussman with Just One Hesed. And David, you mentioned right before we started the interview this evening, you mentioned that you had sent, or your organization had sent, 100 soldiers had received some tents. Tell us about that, and also tell us about, and you kind of alluded to it a moment ago, but in the mindset of Americans, we're thinking, well, the military is going to provide everything they need. But as you just laid out, because of the rapid nature of this emergency mobilization, supplies may not be available. So tell us about those 100 soldiers, and tell us about some of the other projects that you've been doing already to help those frontline soldiers.
So first, the soldiers that we were talking about when we've introduced ourselves to one another, and I was brought to this, what this was brought to my attention is that the soldiers on the northern border of Lebanon just received 150 tents that were donated and immediately shipped out in that area. They just wanted to call and literally say thank you for that donation. But it's not just the 150 tents that we sent up north. Literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of toiletries, of jackets and socks and all this. It rained the other day here. Equipment got wet. Clothing got wet. People left with just a backpack with a few items in it. The supply chain, the streets are left open just for necessary traffic right now in order to bring this equipment in all different directions. The army is procuring everything that they need. However, they're purchasing this in such mass numbers. It takes time to bring it, to ship it, to direct it, to make it the purchase. It's a government that we're talking about. It's a bureaucracy that we're talking about. However, there are battles that are being fought right now. So this is where you and I come into place. This is where law-abiding citizens come together and work together in order to procure smaller amounts, 3,800 vests. It's not a huge number. It's $2.6 million. That's a pretty big number right there. But we can get these vests in now, and we can ship it out to those who need it and will be used in battle tomorrow night. If we can pull together right now, it's $650 a vest. Literally, for $650, you could save a hero's life who's getting shot at by Hamas militants as we speak, who would like to advance again into Israeli territory, advance to Tel Aviv, advance to Jerusalem. If they had their way, they would slaughter us all right now. It's those individuals, those heroes who are defending the land of Israel. And we need to do what we can to try and save their lives. For $650, that's not a large number. $2.6 million is a large amount of money. If any of your viewers has a $2.6 million, please contact me. We'll love to take it. And as soon as we have that $3,800, I'm telling you, we got another $3,000 that we're working already for that next shipment.
Exactly. And again, we're talking to David Sussman. And David, if folks want to get involved with this effort right now, I understand time is of the essence, but if folks want to get involved, how can they do that?
Okay, here's two ways. One is to go to the, you can hear the people working behind me right now. All of these shipments are coming in. The incredible thing about it is that the people who work in this warehouse right now are teenagers whose fathers and older brothers are fighting on the front lines right now. This is a complete volunteer organization. There's no administrative costs. 100% of the donation goes to the cause immediately. The way you can get involved is to go to our website, justonechesed.org. Chesed, C-H-E-S-E-D, is a word in Hebrew, which means charity. So it's just one charity. It's just one act of kindness can change the world. It's an organization that's been around for 9 years that's been helping people around the world through difficult times. We focus our 100% of our effort right now is for the war effort. So Just One Chesed, JustOneChesed.org. There'll be a button there that you can donate. If you want further information, I'm opening this up to everybody right now. You can look me up, David Sussman, Israel. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. On Instagram, it's David Sussman Israel Tours. David Sussman, find me. I will speak to you individually. We can run campaigns. We have pages. We can raise the money, and we can do this together. It's going to take a collective whole. And it's not just the Jewish people. It's not just Israel. It's everybody, especially people who are God-fearing, who believe in Scripture. It says that the land of Israel was given over to the descendants of Abraham, the Jewish people, forever. We know this is the physical home of the Jewish people, and it needs to be defended. This is the promised land. We're bringing the world to the promised land, but we can't do it alone. It needs to be a global effort. It needs to be you and I together working in order to bring us to that final redemption.
David Sussman with justonechesed.org. David, our prayers are with you. Our support is with you, and I thank you for taking some of your very valuable time to talk to us here on Camo X.
Brad, I really appreciate you coming here. I can't stress the importance that we need to act now. There are people on the front lines. We need to have that sense of urgency in ourselves to take 2 hours out of the day. Call in sick today from work. Call in sick tomorrow. Take the day off. Take a vacation day. Hit your Rolodex. Don't leave a contact undisturbed. Call everybody you know. Get an $18 donation, $180 donation, $1 million donation. All of it will be used in order to succeed and to bring victory and to bring those hostages home to their families and loved ones now. We need your help. Brad, thank you. And thank you to all of your listeners. Please reach out to me, David Sussman, Just One Chesed.
Thank you, David. And I want to open up the phone lines right now. I'd like you to call in. What do you think about what's going on in Israel right now? You know the phone number, 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, Camo X. Welcome back to Camo X. Brad Young here at your service, and we're talking about Israel, and we're probably going to be talking about this into the next hour as well, because we're not only on the precipice of war, we're actually in it. Not the United States, but we're certainly giving 100% of our support, at least as a country as a whole, to Israel. Now, there are a lot of politicians in this country who don't feel that way, including our own representative in Congress, Cori Bush. I'll be talking about that later in the hour. But I wanted to open up the phone lines. What are your concerns? How do you feel? Should we be supporting Israel? Do you feel that Israel is justified in responding to Hamas with military action? 314-436-7900. Call or text. First up this evening, we've got Ron. Hey, Ron, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, Brad, thank you so much for hosting the very important interview of David assessment. As a fellow American, we absolutely have to support Israel, because we're not just supporting Israel, we're supporting human rights, the atrocities, the terrible actions of Hamas. You know, they have to be punished. We shouldn't tolerate this in any country in the world. And our prayers and our well wishes should go out to Mr. Sussman, all of his friends, neighbors, the Jews, the Israelis. I mean, it's such an important country, not only to the Jews, but to Americans, because they're our biggest democracy ally in that area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that all the people around the world really need to join together to contribute to their cause. I want you to know, I'm not a hypocrite about this. We recently, my wife and I, gave $5,000 to them because we think it's just so important to put down any kind of terrorist activity. Believe me, if it's there now, it's going to be on our main front in America soon, and we have to stop it where we can, when we can.
Very good. Hey, Ron, thanks for calling in this evening.
Thank you so much. And may I say one last thing?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, we just recently visited Israel, my wife and myself. There were more, as equal, or more Christian groups touring Israel as there were Jewish groups. And the holiest sites in Christendom and Judaism are in Israel. Hamas, no doubt, in the past has destroyed sites. They're going to destroy any sites they can get to. And it's so important for all of us to preserve Israel, because it's really the focus of the Bible and the focus of all of our aspirations for the coming of the Messiah. The temple needs to be rebuilt, and the Jews and the Israelis are the only ones who are going to do it. If the temple isn't rebuilt, if you believe the Bible and the scriptures, you know, that is a precondition to the next messianic age. Anyway, thank you again, Brad. I just really appreciate your program and how deeply you go into these situations.
Very good. Hey, Ron, thanks for calling in this evening. Hey, Big Al, I'm going to bring you up here. Listen, man, we are virtually out of time. Is there any way that you can stick around? Because I want to hear, we've got some other folks, Larry's holding and some others. But if you could stick through the break, I'd really like to get what you have to say.
I'm here for you, boss, as always.
All right. Thank you, Big Al. We're going to put you back on hold. And coming up after the break, normally in the first segment of the hour, it's not a point where I take phone calls, but I want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Call or text. We're also going to have an interview probably around 9:17. But the rest of this hour, or the rest of the next hour, rather, I'm going to have the phone lines open, because this is interactive media at its best, where you get to interact with the show, express your opinion, we dialogue and dive into these topics. That's why I love talk radio, and I'm guessing that's why you do as well. Brad Young here, sitting in on At Your Service on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome back to KMOX. Brad Young here at your service, and we're talking about Israel, and we're probably going to be talking about this into the next hour as well, because we're not only on the precipice of war, we're actually in it. Not the United States, but we're certainly giving 100% of our support, at least as a country as a whole, to Israel. Now, there are a lot of politicians in this country who don't feel that way, including our own representative in Congress, Cori Bush. I'll be talking about that later in the hour. But I wanted to open up the phone lines. What are your concerns? How do you feel? Should we be supporting Israel? Do you feel that Israel is justified in responding to Hamas with military action? 314-436-7900. Call or text. First up this evening, we've got Ron. Hey, Ron, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, Brad, thank you so much for hosting the very important interview of David Sussman. As a fellow American, we absolutely have to support Israel, because we're not just supporting Israel, we're supporting human rights, the atrocities, the terrible actions of Hamas. You know, they have to be punished. We shouldn't tolerate this in any country in the world. And our prayers and our well wishes should go out to Mr. Sussman, all of his friends, neighbors, the Jews, the Israelis. I mean, it's such an important country, not only to the Jews, but to Americans, because they're our biggest democracy ally in that area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that all the people around the world really need to join together to contribute to their cause. I want you to know, I'm not a hypocrite about this. We recently, my wife and I, gave $5,000 to them because we think it's just so important to put down any kind of terrorist activity. Believe me, if it's there now, it's going to be on our main front in America soon, and we have to stop it where we can, when we can.
Very good. Hey, Ron, thanks for calling in this evening.
Thank you so much. And may I say one last thing?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, we just recently visited Israel, my wife and myself. There were more, as equal, or more Christian groups touring Israel as there were Jewish groups. And the holiest sites in Christendom and Judaism are in Israel. Hamas, no doubt, in the past has destroyed sites. They're going to destroy any sites they can get to. And it's so important for all of us to preserve Israel because it's really the focus of the Bible and the focus of all of our aspirations for the coming of the Messiah. The temple needs to be rebuilt, and the Jews and the Israelis are the only ones who are going to do it. If the temple isn't rebuilt, if you believe the Bible and the scriptures, you know, that is a precondition to the next messianic age. Anyway, thank you again, Brad. I just really appreciate your program and how deeply you go into these situations.
Very good. Hey, Ron, thanks for calling in this evening. Hey, Big Al, I want to bring you up here. Listen, man, we are virtually out of time. Is there any way that you can stick around? Because I want to hear, we've got some other folks, Larry's holding and some others. But if you could stick through the break, I'd really like to get what you have to say.
I'm here for you, boss, as always.
All right. Thank you, Big Al. We're going to put you back on hold. And coming up after the break, normally in the first segment of the hour, it's not a point where I take phone calls, but I want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Call or text. We're also going to have an interview probably around 9:17. But the rest of this hour, or the rest of the next hour, rather, I'm going to have the phone lines open because this is interactive media at its best, where you get to interact with the show, express your opinion, we dialogue and dive into these topics. That's why I love talk radio, and I'm guessing that's why you do as well. Brad Young here sitting in on At Your Service on the Voice of St. Louis, Camo X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.